Blog Talk Radio.
And that is wonderful. Sam Cooke and the valued tune, Change. Thank you for tuning into the program today. A little behind the schedule. However, we have some good time. As you know, I sing in the same communication key because there is something that is slipping away from the civilized world. We get to a point where that there's hardly anybody understand what civilization is. Nobody wants to give attention. Even the African people, they are all Christian. And it's difficult for them to learn. They cannot be of Chinese, Indians, and Arabs. And Arabs, they turn, these white people make them, I don't think they are sodomite, but make them wretched. Yeah, no joke about that. In the World Literature Textbook, you'll read where it says the Arab people the one who said he heard angel in the cave. And the way they set up Muhammad in the 6th century AD, it is the era where these ape-like sodomite hominid Homo erectus, when they began to rule and there was no civilized government in charge. Because I begin to think about what has happened to this civilized kingship law codes by early kings. Now, do not forget the time before we came along. Just think that we will not be able to make sense of the structure and form of human civilization unless we are able to go in retrospect and have a clear view of what history tell us about. So when did the white people came along in a political sense? When? Do you know that? Now, my friends, I understand the thinking pattern of people in our time that is called modern day, modern time. But if you ask people in general up in the world to bring about the name or the identity of what makes modern time, modern age, modern, you know, modern ways. If you ask people that you think ought to be able to just tell you that, you may be disappointed because there's hardly anybody who can explain and tell you why do we call this time modern age or modern man, and ask them out of everybody you know as human being on earth who talking, ask which of them are modern man. You're onto something, you see. You are onto something. You see, and if you keep on that road, making sense of the human world by, you know, just putting appropriate things in order. So you got to ask those questions because we are not going anywhere without we understand the civilized life. Because without civilized life, you know, I mean, you're not making civilized progress. You see what I mean? So, as long as some of us are concerned about civilization, you know, this will carry us along until what is supposed to come together. But when I see my beloved brethren, King Bible, believing ideas that, you know, if I call them by negative names, like you know, very foolish. And demented in some ways. Mentally you know, it's like the engine of your car. And it needs tuning up. You know, something is not right. It needs some fixing. Had to take it to the mechanic who deal with the problem of the car. It is a awful thing to see the picture humanity. Like I was grown up, my parents are Christian. That's the beginning of my world. It's like the day just dawned, like the night just passed. I didn't know, you know, the other world in my mother's womb. I don't know anything, right? I was locked up in my mother's womb 9 months, and the time of birth to come into the world. And so did I. So the first impression, my parents are Christian. In hindsight now, that's all I know. They were Christians. And I can remember a day that I wake up and do little chores, you know, go to the field, go maybe carry, do an errand to between my parents and somebody else, and go to the store and buy something, those kind of stuff. And sometimes I'm trying to shoot the birds with my slingshot and that kind of thing. So I grow up into that awareness, the church, where no one spoke anything unfaithful about the church. You think that something happened in the world that create a different perception in the African civilized people. Something happened. Now, how could something happen? Just happened that turned the world to what we come and see it today, BCE versus AD Anno Domini. How did that just happen? How did that happen under the fact that it is civilization that causes us to be here today, doing things and all kind of business, all kind of institutions. All right. When did civilized human and institution came about? When? You know that the white people that are ruling the world don't know that. They don't know that. I don't say they don't know something because they have read our history, so they have certain ideas. But if you consider that they think to themselves something that if you notice the effects of what white people do in political sense, you will find out that the knowledge that they have is not a well-formed, you know, like primordial knowledge that they have. They are a work in process, in progress, right? You know, because the way they turn white supremacy and homosexual and decide that the African people must be under them. Now, how did that just happen? We are living today being put into our diminutive category. We don't hold any political government power. Since when? When did kingship not rule the earth? When? Why we have all these churches, denomination of churches, all of them belong to Jesus? Where is the source of information that is the civilized instruction for civilized life? What book do we have? The white people, I'm going to tell you that, is the Bible. Now, the Bible is full up of a God that is full of what they call is a spirit God. Now, you think that the civilized world is relying on a Bible that talks these crippling type of foolishness? And we are going along. African people are going along with this same old dead frog type of mentality. Nobody have an interest to seek and find out what really happened in the history gone before us. History. You know, where the earth is turning. Every day, as we see it here, it's such a marvelous type of experience for us to be on this planet, experiencing from day to day a civilized world. Now it's daytime, and you can come and go under such bright light when we are on the same spot alone, the earth moving with us, and, you know, last night, I was right where I am, 12 o'clock or 2 p.m. in the morning, you know, I'm right in the same spot, and today, I am still in the same spot. So when we're talking about the future and talk about in times that pass, do we know what we're talking about when we are living on virtually the same spot on the earth? If you're in England, the same experience. If you're in America, same experience. In Canada, anywhere. In Jamaica, I mean, you know, anywhere on the planet. Europe, same thing. So my thing is, why is it we have all these different quantifying type of people? And if you are to categorize people, you have a lot of people to categorize, however, except I am a civilized person. I was born a civilized person, but I came and saw my experience Christian. Isn't it strange, or is it a natural thing for you to come and read information and discover something about the societal world that hardly anybody have, let's say, the proper perception of civilization to appreciate the earth and the day and night system and the time that we use? Now, what I am arguing about is that there is something wrong with the world. And if you want to categorize people, what do you do? What kind of a category you want to put people in? First of all, before you talk about any type of a categorization, the first category I want to put people in is to know the difference between, in the human world, there is two species in the world, Mr. Texel. And I read that all the time. And, you know, when I don't feel to read it, you know, I don't read it until I'll come around to when I'll read it. But if you have listened to me before, when I talk about human species and what these white people are doing is to contaminate the knowledge of civilization. That's what they are doing every day. Christianity is to obliterate the knowledge of civilization. And you will think Christianity is a civilized thing. It is not true. And of course, so many people don't want to talk to me because what? I am one of few people who read history and stick to it. They may not have my attitude about it, but I grew up in church and, you know, and what I think about church and what I think about the civilized world, you know, I have an attitude. I have to have an attitude. So I read and I find out. Well, you talk about the mind that thinks in an analytic way. And draw conclusions about things that are scattered and hard to comprehend. You can bring it all together into one whole and separate it in any given way you want. But you have to keep it in one whole, you see. So do I. I come and I am reading in the World Literature Textbook about civilization and who are civilization and that there is a government. And then I'm seeing white people say they are ruling. They say they are superpower. And they make their own laws and say it's the law of the land. And I'm reading and finding out, but they are not even mentioned in the World Literature Textbook. White people, with all the identity that you may know them to have. For me, the different people in our modern time did not exist far back in antiquity. I'm going to say far back, well. Go back, you know, let's say, from 100,000 years, come on down, 12,000 years. You didn't have all these different type of people interbreeding, you know, deploy people to different parts of the world and to different cultural thinking and behavior. You see? And then You talk about government, a government system, and all that. So the authority information that is delivering just one knowledge of human civilized existence, one source, one message. But what about the Bible? The Bible came in, I born and see the Bible. And I can tell you from experience that church perception of this civilized world is the Bible is the holy book. It is the word of God. It is above all other thoughts and, you know, what people think to be belonging to the spirit God that make all things. White people are propagating that the Bible is above it, which means any book that is not going through the certified channel, you don't have any assurance of where those information are coming from. So therefore, certification of information from, you know, as long as it pertains to the societal world, must be a certified information to affect people as a society, as one society, even if it's more than one subgroup and more than one species. You need to have information on that level of living and respecting one another. We need that. So when you're going to talk about people and society, and you want to categorize people, you can't come out talking about, you know, there's 20 or 22 different human species, and where are their, where are their species? Who is the earliest parent for all of these people that you're talking about have different species? Where are their species? And the subgroups that come from them. You'll have to do that. But in my reading of world history, I don't see none of that. But I guess if I go on Google and see what they write on Google, I'll see those kind of stuff. But Google is not a civilized setup, you know. Google is not a civilized setup. The amount of things that Google write and give people as civilized information, it's not, because they are never referring to world history textbook and said history says this. And that's what they should do, because they are a part of governmental society, right? Whatever they claim to be. But there's just no way any of us should think that the government now of white men, what you call them, they are, I forget the name now, however, these are people who scrape the wealth from society. and say they are a government. Okay? And then they decide that, you know, they are a culture that fuck ass old. Okay? They even, when they start to read, they start to write and make laws. Different law from civilized law. What I'm saying is that white people in the World History textbook are not civilized people. There's no part in the World History textbook that I see says that these white people that we have around us today, creating all of the problem on earth, come from a derivative. That's where they come from. They come from ape background. So they are a part of the hominid. That's it. All right. And they never talk. Well, over 100,000 years ago, they changed that. When they exercised their criminal nature to prey up on talking people. That's what they have done. Now, there's no way that they are going to develop a sound mind that is definitely civilized. They cannot develop that because they don't come from that type of a blood. The taxonomic, energy inside of them will not reach to civility like hybrid humans, sapien. They are hominid. We are sapien. And their off group is what? Homo erectus and whatever else they claim. Okay? But we don't have any human kind unaccounted for. We do not. Only two species is in the World History textbook. So I don't talk about anything else because that's where confusion is. When you begin to deviate, you know, like going to church and you have the Bible and you stick to the Bible. Whenever you're going away from where the Bible says, then you are destroying the church. Right? Whatever it be, negative or positive, a unit is a unit. And if you're either with the unit or you're against it, well, wherever the church come from, and of course I know where the church come from because I know the calendar, the early calendar of the sun, the solar calendar, and I know the moon season calendar as well. So I can tell the difference. All right? But what I'm trying to say is that if we don't know how to categorize the human people on the earth, know species and where they come from, and know where they come from, how long they exist and all of that. If you are not into that, you don't know what you're talking about when you talk about Jesus Christ died for your sins and you know, on oh, Adam and Eve was in tempted in a garden by a talking serpent and all these kind of stuff. You don't have no control over civilized thinking and civilized order. You see, under the Bible. You see what I mean? Because the Bible, no civilized accreditation of civilized civilized academic consultant and teacher reviewers. The Bible has never been treated by any of that. So why do you think what they're writing about Adam and Eve in the garden, why do you think it is true? Since it doesn't have any academic treatment to determine whether or not that is really history. And clearly, as you see, the Bible barely hint at where the garden might be when it discusses the creation of Adam and Eve. They barely give you a clue where it might be, but they cannot tell you direct where. You know? You may be able to know that, well, they were not saying it is in California or in the United States. You can kind of know what landmass the Bible is implying. What happened knowing exactly where the place is? Because, you know, I mean, as small as any landmass is, you still need a compass to take you to where something is, an object is, right? And you may never be able to walk all over the place to find it. I mean, so that thing at all. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you now is, something is very, very depressing. Because if we value ourselves with more than just earthly value, it would do us no good to just go on the way it is, and you all kind of crossbreeding come up, and then you don't know what is species from subgroup of species, and you don't know none of those things there. My friends, listen. It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. And if you feel good about praising Jesus and Jesus died for your sin, and you don't care whether or not it is true, you just want to believe it, the brain is not working right. And you may think that, you know, you don't care about that because you have money, you have your nice house, your nice car and everything like that, and you go to church. You know, my friends, it's dark. But that is to show you, we don't have no real value of ourselves. Because if we can be so enky-penky with the identity of the things we ought to know, then we don't have that value of ourselves. No. And the world is so big and wide, and with who don't know whether they want to ride a jackass or a mule. They don't know the difference. Neither do they want to know. You see, I remember in church, they used to send down some literatures from Cleveland, Tennessee, in the U.S. And I remember they were teaching us. It's all about Jesus Christ. You see, and because of we not being introduced to anything else, that's all we know, man. Once your mind is shut up with nonsense, nonsense is going to become sense to you. And that is what is happening here. After the world aged, come, born, and grow up and die. It's a lot. That's the cycle of humanity. It is something that is disheartening because when you don't have people who are capable of looking at these things and treat it seriously, just like you treat people in business, and they have to pay attention to what they do and give account for what they do and stuff. When it comes to humanity and we knowing who we are and what we are to know, what we are to think about things that are proper and things that are not proper, we don't care. So you are free to go to any church you want to go, and the preacher is free to preach and tell you whatever he feels like. And because the system is not a civilized one, and nobody don't care about that. Now, there's reason to care about it, you know, because we have a lot of problems on the ground that nobody wants to face. You see, because when you have any kind of human tendency to deal with that don't care about how to maintain government order, real government order, not, you know, not a class, not a set of people from their group to come in and say they are the government and everybody else try hard to make anything. They are taking the wealth of the country, and they are well taken care of, but the little people who are out there who need much knowledge to enlighten them and bring them into the movement of the human world. Now, they dumb those people down, thinking that that's the best way for them to stay on top. And so I grew up into this confusion, you know, claustrophobic with ignorance. However, I have a brain for myself. You know, I mean, I come from my mother and father, but they didn't share head with me except their energy that put together team. Yeah. Right? However, though, when people have children, you know, they don't bring these children come into the world without an head. You know, it must be the complete, the complete human package, right? So what we begin to amass, because our head is to amass information and evaluate, analyze, and look at history from way back in time to where we are here today, and can make sense out of what is just into the history. You see, we look into the history and we can see things and put stuff together that happened long time and make relevance of that with what we are experiencing today. And so, I am saying, why are we, so many people, just believing in the church that just come about the other day? And if you are to look at what BC era is, see if you find any church back there. No, you don't. But what you will see there is religion. You think church is religion? You're crazy. You are schizophrenic. When white people are talking about church, that's their summit of knowledge because they are never civilized yet. Oh, I know that. Bring me the world history textbook. And I read it and tell you that. White people are never civilized. Right? Because once you originate from apes, you will never be civilized. Whatever transition you go through as a ape origin human, you will live and become extinct. That's what I see that happen. All right. What happens when something happens out of the norm with a ape-like man that put on more human attributes or characteristics? What do you do with that? Does that make him civilized? No. It don't bring you up to the third level of the species that created civilized hybrid people. In the World History textbook, amen. That's it. Hominid to sapien. That's the distance between the two human species. Hominid to wise sapien. And the latter subgroup identify as wise human being. Sapien. That's it. So I am telling you that going on in the world without knowing this, the Elohim came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart. You tell me when there was a revelation, a revolutionary advances in Europe. Tell me when there was one. And we can solve some problem, you know, if you can tell me. All right? But this is not talking about anybody in Europe at all. It's talking about African people who were created in South Africa and begin to spread out in Africa until some of them begin to spread outside of Africa, right? And by these humans who are hybrid, this group of people are hybrid, and look into the World History textbook. It is not a Sumerian history book. It is a general World History textbook. So it's not branded Sumerian Elohim Mesopotamia history. It is general history that covers all civilized action. Now, what happened is, how is it that white people are not covered civilized in the World History textbook, but the World History textbook is still carrying them as societal people? You know, and whereas they are a culture, what culture are they? They were not a culture if they couldn't talk. And how long they were not talking? 3.5 million or more years they were not talking, right? Whilst they were in Africa. However, the history says, you know, after two million years, they left Africa and go north into Africa, into Europe and Asia. Things happen. Whilst they are in Asia, things happen. right, are interbreeding. Because if they're not interbreeding with themselves like they have been doing and never changed from being Homo erectus, now, when they interbreed with the second different species, the wise sapien, when they do that, where does the future take them? Since 1.5 million years ago, they left African growth up into Europe and Asia. What happened to these hominid, mute, ape-like hominid, earliest human? What happened to them? There is interbreeding with the other species, namely the wise sapien first subgroup, Neanderthals. These hominid, they are predators, and that's what they did to the first subgroup of the white sapien. And then, after they said about, that went on about some 40,000 years, it was now 100,000 years ago when these same predators took on the hybrid sapien of the species wise sapien, and that's when they began to talk, because of that interbreeding and bringing forth babies with our blood. They took those babies and over a few, you know, thousand years, they turn over a generation of talking European. That's where they are today. And they're so smart that they run ahead and say they're taking control of the world and we are nobodies. Well, as you can tell from what I'm saying, if you don't care about what happened to humanity, not all of us are going to take that approach. Because it is for sure, as long as the truth is going to do something, I want to be a carrier of the truth. If once the truth is going to make a difference, I'm going to carry the truth. So if me believing in a spirit God that I can't see, but I can read about his son Jesus Christ, you know, it's going to be what makes sense to me, though, when I read, because we read and, you know, the reason why reading is for civilized people, you know, reading is for civilized people. So whichever way these white people get to be talking, the fact is they are always going to be who they originate. They're going to do that. It doesn't matter how much more they had to themselves, they're still going to be the same people. And look at what they do in the world, man. You know, I'm shocked. Because, you know, I'm not into this thing about what these sodomites are doing around the world and do to who? Not themselves, but to us. Well, you know, I don't care about what they do to themselves. I'm talking about they coming into our territory and doing the kind of stuff that they are trying to spread. Their own sodomy life. Don't bring it and give it to us. You don't bring your faggot culture and spread it to African people. You just don't do that stuff. You just don't do that. You just don't do that. And that's what I am saying right now. The truth is, get out. It doesn't matter what you first humanoid think about yourself and how you are able to destroy us. We have more rubbish to clean up than a lot of people think. A lot of rubbish. But first of all, we know the truth now. We were never mute. We were never ape-like. And when we left Africa, we never go interbreed with no other species. We did not. And the fact that I can come and learn the truth about ourselves and everybody else, it means, you know, what is on the chopping block, evil, that these folks have done on planet Earth. I am not just talking about it and it fly into the skies. No. I am putting down the concrete truth and utter the word, get out, your criminal of the, you know, the highest degree. And right as I am sitting down, they have laws saying that they can kill us. Go into Africa and kill any African. And they have ultimate laws. It is not the Hammurabi laws. It is not King Tarquinus, Roman Tarquinus King law code either. It is not Nammu. It is not Sargon. It is none of the hybrid king's law code. Where these faggots get law from to rule the world and to kill who they want to kill. It's simply because what they have done caused serious withering of the African people. Because it's just like they go to Jamaica and spray coconut trees and wither, they turn yellow and stuff like that. These people do anything they want because simply they are uncivilized. And where they come from, nobody cares. I care as long as I am alive. There will never be another monkey-like man that is going to downgrade the gods, the Elohim gods, or downgrade the African people, the hybrid ethnic people. Never successfully will they downgrade us. Never. Because we have more to downgrade these fucking who want us to start married and fuck asshole to like their culture. That's what they are doing. And I'm saying, you know, get out, because, you know, we are tired of it now. We are very tired of it. And I'm telling you something. Anything you have in your mind, you have it in your mind. I'm only limited to this. Get out. We don't want you around us. And all the things that they are doing to destroy us. No. You get out. You get out. You don't get out. Guess what? We going to invoke your extinction. You trying to extinct us long time ago, but the gods, the Elohim gods, who we belong to, they wanted us to get on our own 2 feet long time. And somehow we have been slowed by the different things these sodomites have been doing, and we have not been able to, like, comprehend all things we need to generate force. Like the jet stream, push them out from where we are. That's all. I mean, if we are so stupid that we are going to church and we don't know there is a faggot church, then we deserve to stay under your rule. But when we know it is no, you do not have any civilized power, authority to rule us. And now you're going to have to deal with the aftermath of a knowledge that's been here long time ago, but the gods know in time. We would find out. We would figure out. And we have figured out. You see what I mean? Twitter is over there with a tweet. The faggot homosexual Twitter institution. And over 3 years right now, they fail to respond to a tweet I made. And they said they would respond soon, you know, when I file the appeal. Up till now, they're playing games. They're not answering. So they're waiting until I'm dead or something. Right. And what do I tell them? I in the tweet, I said, they didn't want the tweet to go out. But I can tell you what I, basically what I wrote, maybe not in the, you know, in exact detail. However, I can tell you, you know, the major essence of it. And that is, it is time to toss out of world society the pontifex, that pope that they have there. Okay? He is a primate. The pope is a primate, says the world history textbook. And where he is right now is a symbol of what I'm saying. They're criminals. They never had anything. I mean, after 3.5 million years, they never spoke. They make stone tool and wear animal skin as clothing. So until the interbreeding, and they use our blood from those babies that they had in the interbreeding or miscegenation, they call it too. Yeah. Not until that time did something happen that caused them to talk and then begin to follow us around. Yes, they follow us around. And right where the Pope is where they overthrow our first king. Who did they overthrow before 509 B.C.? The coup. You know, that's the time that they staged the coup. But have you heard about white people prior to that? About they making bronze or nothing like that? Did they? No. But how long since they're up in Europe? 1.5 million years. And you want to tell me all the things that we are talking nowadays and issues. For all that time, they had nothing. Why do you think I should be afraid of these faggots? And all they are talking is rot, but rotten nonsense. Uncivilized. We don't need these white people. We don't need them. They think that all that they are doing, we need them. We don't need these faggots. Because anybody who's fucking asshole is never civilized. Understand that? No. But they're behaving like they don't understand that. Because they think, oh, we are no one to lay claim to a higher standard of life than they are exposed to now. But they're making the biggest mistake. The biggest mistake. Who created us is not how they come about to life. We come about by the immortal gods. They cannot post that anywhere for themselves. But they want to hold on to what we have got for themselves. Now, you're going to be stripped of everything you have. Every single thing you. Because, you know, I mean, the gods are far, far greater than we are. And we just need to do in accordance that they enlightened us. That's all we need to do. Well, I couldn't start doing that early enough because my parents were Christian. They didn't know any better. But as much as I know right now, all like a mango tree blossom and put forth mango on the branches for people to eat. That's the way my life is, and that's the way forever. These sodomites think that they can come, and everywhere we live, they come on with their military force and stuff like that. And they can drop bombs and stuff like that. Well, you're going to drop the bomb as long as you are permitted to drop the bomb. Time of your extinction. The time of your extinction is gone long ago. You're carrying our blood, you see? And you still endeavor to carry on a faggot world. Well, no. May the gods endow those of us that are inclining to their knowledge and live it. My friends, I thank you for tuning into the program. We are living in a time that is full of ideas and unfolding knowledge that it will be good for us to just rely on the force of the power that is inside our blood. Now, let me go on and read this portion of the theme I am talking about. I am going to put forth a tune before I lose my strength by midnight. Listen to this tune.
Blessed are they who thirst from the words of the stream of the mount of the Lord. Before I lose my strength, all the powers of my mind. Before I lose my strength, all my waking hours of time. Before I lose. Rushing stream of power.
coming from the words of Smith Jah. Shaping all sociological ills into betterment tomorrow.
Now, let's pay some attention to this. You know, what I'm saying, it's an individual thing. Your will, it's hard to transform yourself into the person you may want to be. What you see you want to be, it's a awful type of thing, because it's not that when you feel like you want to change, you can just change. You go have to devote yourself to a lot of thinking and fashioning yourself, and you know you have the force of what has poisoned your system and prevent you now from just make it a one-time resolution and you're okay. That's not the way it is. Well, it's okay and it's forever when you make up your mind, but the amount of trauma that you're going to go through mentally is one that you have to stand the test of time. You see, because these white people, they don't want the world to be civilized. And civilized means living life the way the Creator set you up to live. These white people are not not created by any Elohim at all. They've been evolved long time ago. And, you know, the force that evolved them long time ago, you know, it's not under my purview right now to do or say anything about that, except make observation that, you know, with the best of my, the sense that I have. But these white people don't come from our African people, ethnic species. They don't come from our species. They don't belong among us. You get that? No, they do not. And the only thing we can do right now, stand that we don't know our history, and it's the reason why we turn Christians. Christianity has nothing at all civilizing it for us. It is not a part of civilization. And it is for us to know. The history is here for us to read it. World History Textbook is a foundational educational book. It's history. It's academically approved that the history, except for where these white people come in and do some things in the World History Textbook, that you have got to develop your sense to read and find out who they are. Because you don't see them in the World History Textbook that you have in the academic institution. You don't see them in there for, you know, like European or under that kind of what we know them to be. So if you want to find out who they are, you have a hard time to find history that tells you who white people are, where they come from. The point is, the power to force them out of our domain is not to go and buy guns or nothing like that. It's not to change your address or nothing like that. It's what you have in your head. And the fact that they can stay where they are, come into our jurisdiction and control us from using our minds. That's what they do. So if we don't become enlightened, reading and know exactly our existence, they will always disrespect us and destroy us to their own liking. That's what they will do. The point, we are at the point now to know and do the right thing we should be doing a long time ago. Regardless of what our ancestors did, what we find out now, we must correct. We are free to do it because civilization was not created by white people. They don't have no literature to prove that they have jurisdiction over us, because what they have in the Bible is not their saying. Is what they have learned from our history, and they write a Bible and make that be, you know, the a spirit God inspired word. We have everything that totally demolish what these fucking ass white people are saying. Right? So they have got a lot lot of progress by getting rid of their monkey face that they used to have, flat face man of Kenya, you know, southern ape, a lot. But they get it off of us. They get it off of us. That they can be arguing now and set up all kind of institution, and like, oh, they already want to set up this institution. These fucking ass folks, they don't have any sense. Because why would they come where we are, everywhere we are, and say it's theirs? And using totally invented ideas and bring it about like, oh, this is what it is supposed to be. How can we accept these fucking ass white people to come and do these kinds of stuff? It means that we don't have a generation coming behind. because they're going to fuck their mind with fucking ass. I tell you already what it is. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished. You understand any of that? Okay. But that's what it is. Revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments. Yes. They left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testament to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, the immortal, indelibly written in stone. That's the beginning, my friend, and the end of the knowledge of civilization. If you don't want it, well, it's up to you. You can perish. You are, and you will perish. Because all of us will die, and then what happened after that? We only know what we know here today. And what we are, we don't give it to these fucking ass white people. We don't give what we have to them. We do not. But if we don't know, how can we possess what is ours? I have the right to chase them out and to tell them to get out. And they will think, oh, what is he talking about? But you know what? I'm going to tell you what we are, what I know about that gives me the power and authority to tell sodomite white people to get out from all of our territory. Not one, but all of them. They don't want to wait until there is no more people for them to look. They need to go back where they come from and stop using us and our wealth. They think that, okay, this is their country or this is their world and stuff like that. Fucking ass. You're going to find out now, the Elohim never, assigned this world to sodomite monkey first humans on planet Earth. And they think they found a way to do it and behave like, you know, it's theirs. You're going to find out, no, that's not true. I'm telling you to get out. Something happened on March 28, 2020. Jonesboro tornado disaster. I don't know if you ever, these white people, they don't want to like pay any attention like tornadoes are serious and what is causing these tornadoes. They don't want to face that, you know. And if they are to face it, they'll talk about it's climate change or something like that is changing. It's not them. No. if they don't know, tornadoes were not so vicious before they came to America. Over time, they have taken the world to a higher level than where it was. And now I'm telling you, when you see the error on March 28, 2020, Jonesboro, you know for sure the people who suffer in that type of experience, some dead and whatever else happened to some of the others. You know what I mean? This is a history, and they are not willing to pay any mind because they know the wrath of the gods is after them. They know that. And when they say they take their government and stuff like that, they know. They know exactly what time of day it is. But they don't care because they don't have civilized inner soul. They don't. You see, every day they're looking for another ass to fuck. That's not what we experience. Life is different for us than white people. Therefore, the time has come when we must tell you to leave. You see what I mean? Tell you to leave. And all who are following your Christian Jesus, leave. Leave. Leave all of our territory. Plain and simple. Otherwise, you don't ask no question next time, you see, when these, you know, great powers are raging and displacing what all these sodomites put in place. We don't want you, nor those things. Okay? And it will be just merciful. And it's going to be unmerciful on these occasions. You get a get out. Let me just say this to you now, my friends. Europe gave 3.5 million years, a 3.5 million year rhesus monkey, blood originated from hominid, right? So it is Europe gave 3.5 million years, rhesus monkey blood originate from hominid. That's where they come from. And it's my business to tell you because it is in the world, it's a textbook. My parents didn't know. They don't read enough or into things enough to find out these things. Well, I can read a little bit better than, you know, fourth grade level, and find these things. And the world is a textbook. And it means that we don't belong among white people. And white people not going to come carry their fucking honest cultural life and come spread it all over us. It's not get out. Get out. An ethnic group or an ethnicity is a grouping of people who identify with each other on the basis of shared attributes that distinguish them from other groups. Do you get that? You better get it. Get it. A. Europe gaze, 3.5 million years, rhesus monkey blood, originated from hominid. They are mute. They don't have any civilized use to this world. No matter what you see they do, because they're not talking or do anything civil in a natural way. They don't have no authority, no permission for nothing what they do. That's why they say they are the government that is running the world. Yeah, because, you know, nothing, you don't see nobody else. You don't hear the Chinese say that. You don't hear the Indians say that. You don't hear no other ethnic people say that. But they are saying it. Because they are different. Fucking body different. Yeah. Well, look. You don't have to worry about me talking about your fucking ass all over the place. Just go back where you come from, will it? You see, because I am right where I belong. B. Wise sapien appeared in Africa 250,000 years ago. Neanderthals, a subgroup. That's who they fuck up 40,000 years until their monkey face was gone. They no longer look like southern apes. The world history textbook says. Okay? So anywhere you see white people, you just know what they are after. It doesn't matter how they smile nice and go on nice and stuff like that. That's the culture that they are. And we are not respected for who we are. And I'm telling you, you don't have to respect us. Take your fucking ass back where you come from. That's all there is to it. That's all I ask my God for. And they are responding. Because you know what? I ain't playing no games. Tornadoes are out there. And that's not all that we have, you see, that we can say, dear immortal gods, it is time for us to be clean and devoted to civilization. And that's what I am about. You see, you can out there talk about Jesus and all these kind of stuff and don't learn to read and know Jesus never exists any place on earth. You're reading something that is talking about Jesus, but where is Jesus? Where is the fulfillment of the prophecy that Jesus would be a king and sit upon a throne and stuff like that? You know what I mean? So as African people, show that we have an interest in the truth about our existence. We represent civilization. These white people are not civilized. They must go back to their bunkers. Okay? They're working on our money and millions and billions of dollars that they all have, and African people don't belong to any. Now is the time the line is drawn. Get out. Because they cannot stand up to the questioning about where have they been since 100... Where have they been since 1.5 million years ago up in Europe? Can they tell you plainly where have they been and what have they done? What transformation have they been to 1.5 million years ago up in Europe? Can they tell that? No. They know to fuck us. That's about their expertise. And over 100,000 years ago, they have, made tremendous improvement coming from the fact they couldn't talk. And they used their criminality to come play criminal on us and interbreed, and now they can talk. Yeah, thanks to them, because we never volunteer to for them to fuck us. But they know what they were about, and they do it. And here we are here today seeing the aftermath of the problem. All right, well, all we have to do is clean up ourselves and pray to our gods and ask them to shower us with blessing and restore our standing in our civilization. And don't follow them, because they are the perdition, of humanity. When they are extinct, that's it. Well, the nature can create more of their kind. Nobody cannot tell nature what to do. But right now, here we are in our time, and we must be thankful and respectful to our Creator and can't be ashamed to hone the presence of the gods on earth. It goes on to say, history has stripped Africa's people of the dignity of building their nations on their own indigenous values. You hear what an author who knows very well what has transpired over time, able to pen, history has stripped Africa's people. In whatever way you know it happened, it is true. Strip Africa's people of the dignity building their nations on their own indigenous values, institutions, and heritage. These sodomite fucking ass come like they are, you know, the wonderful people in the world, fucking ass. You know what I mean? And they behave like, you know, it's not them who couldn't talk. Oh, they've been talking all the while. Oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. And we just need to know the truth and live right. They come up and set up government. What government? Fucking ass government? Yes, that's what it is. They give you social security and blah, 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 blah. Because they now get so wise that they can run a Cleave bubble system with all of the diverse entities where they learn it from. They didn't learn it in 3.5 million years ago. They didn't. All began to happen since 100,000 years ago. Okay? But those of us who will read and find out what transpired, we can get the job done. We can get the job done. These criminals that only know to kill you, we'll get rid of them. We'll get rid of them because it's not our power. He's going to get rid of them. The Elohim that's been watching, they wanted us to come to our senses long time and do exactly what I am doing. Okay? All of what they are talking is something that they come from on what you call it, evolutionary type of nature they have. We are created hybrid. And if, I mean, whoever don't acknowledge that, that's their business. It's easy for you to perish, just like fruits off the tree. You'll perish. But before you perish, you are a good fruit. You are a good fruit. If you, white people are never good fruit. White people are never good fruit. If you bring them into a civilized human being sphere, then you would be making a fruit out of them. They are not. The reason why they are among us, I mean, where are you going to look at them when all of them sanction for them to go everywhere we are and claim AD on Adamani rules? No, you have to like come show it and prove it now that AD on Adamani exists and that it rules for real. Killing people and do what they're doing is not for real. It's not for civilization. Okay? So they can go and tell Gaddafi, get out. And if you don't do what we say, we're going to kill you. This is the beast in these white people. And they use our species to recycle their southern southern apes. Flat face. You don't see no flat face white people no more. They all look like angels. You see. But the point is, what is ours is ours. What is ours is ours. And they think that they can come and pretend and go on like, oh, they are the one who was created by the Elohim. Yeah. While they curse the Elohim, when they turn around, they curse the Elohim too. You know, but they would want to behave to, you know, morph on the African people and their creator. That's what they do. That's what they do. Now, if we can't see what they do, it's too bad. But I tell you what, the good gods will help me to do what is possible to be done. And I am not in any kind of way shaking in my boots. I am straightforward. I see the reality of civilization. What the gods have done, I appreciate everything that they have done. And, you know, damn you to demean our creator and us. And why I'm telling you, get out. Get out. I know the way you come and spread your AD Anno Domini imperial colonialism, but you can't show where that authenticity come from. You just can't. Otherwise, you would have been recorded in the world history textbook. You're not in there. Everything I'm saying is true, my friends. It is in the world history textbook. Here we are, unable to be governed by our kingship government that is given to us. I read from the history book, you know, I mean, often, kingship lowered from heaven. You know about the flood. Our history is prehistory. We are not modern people. All right? So now, the modern African state is the product of Europe, not Africa. You see? Because these faggots, they control everything. And Africa, tell them to go ahead. Do anything they want to do with the Western world, because they will not stop them. This is exactly what they have done, and they are having good relationship. If you want to join their relationship, you can go ahead, right? But I am not going to be destroyed for, you know, disrespecting our creation. I don't have anything inside of me that wants anything over that side. None whatsoever. To attempt at this late date to return to ancestral identities and resources as basis for building the modern African nation. Well, we don't want to build no modern nation. We must live by the laws of our gods. You see what I mean? The gods who have power over all things, moving things and powers. It's in the world, it's a textbook. You know, that all our civilizations are characteristics of the earlier civilization, the lower level of civilized life. You know, we who are going higher, we are, you know, the same type of character like when we were living on lower standard. Now, he's saying, but nothing has changed when it comes to who we are. Our real characteristics don't change. The economic part of our lives. That is a completely a different thing. We are raised up now to urban development and different kind of life. And it says, you know, the new urban civilizations, it characterized the new urban civilization, right? It says It says important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community success. And there is more, my friends, to say here. But for right now, that's what I want to tell you about that. Right? Now, for us, we must know that we are falling to disgrace, we African people, when we fail to live up to the standard of what is given to us, and because of the church. You see, the Sodomite church, and you don't think the church is a Sodomite thing. You think Christianity is a holy thing? How can it be holy when the God in the Bible don't prove to exist? When they say God is perfect and this and that, not unless you want to say, this faggot God, I have a son without a woman, you know, you want to say that he make all the planets to work good, but mankind he cannot make to live good. That doesn't make any sense. A God who is going to kill our people in a flood because he cannot control the people he created. Did he know what he was created? Well, the only way that I see a situation like we are under today could come about by a creator is the way that the first humanoid were created, and they were ape-like creatures. That's the only way I could see human life to exist. It can't be the Bible way, if you see what I'm saying. So now, you see, we have a lot of problems the way this arrangement come where we get the gods came from heaven and make hybrid humans, because humans were not civilized all along. They turn into civilized humans, which would never have happened had the gods just allow these uncivilized monkey-like white hominids continue to go on living. You see what I mean? But to make a Bible and turn it, come with the idea that there is a spirit God that makes mankind, all human beings, and make them perfect and stuff like that, only to turn out there is no perfection with that God in the Bible at all. And all this talking serpents and all this kind of stuff. These dirty, nasty white people come up with this idea and spread it all over the world in Christianity. Okay? And in the word of this writer, he's telling us that history's dignity of the dignity of building their nation on their own indigenous values. So they come and give us their faggot values, and that's what we are living by now, because we don't live on our own land now. It's theirs according to them. And I'm saying that's not true. We must abolish every single iota of what these faggot talk about ruling the world. Yeah, they don't have any way of securing what they have as theirs. But they think fucking ass power can get them. That's no longer exist, my friend. It's no longer exist. You see what I mean? They think fucking ass they can do any single thing on earth because they find out African people don't have a clue about themselves. But that's us for a time. It's no more, no longer. Yes? Institutions and heritage. Lost, gone, they're taking it away from us. You see? But take them down memory lane. Where they have been, who they are, they will never stand up. Never stand up. The modern African state is the product of Europe, not Africa. Because Africa sold out to them. You see, Africa never born mute and hominid. No. So how is it that Africa drop back and they take control? You got to understand that they bully Africa. You see what I mean? And today they can kill any African leader and nothing come of it. Don't you see? Okay. But so many of us and so few of them, I mean, can do such things. Why? Yeah, they have a different energy. And until we supersede their energy, that's the way it's going to go, the way they have it right now. So what I'm saying to you, I don't hold that the energy inside of me is less than theirs in any kind of way, because there's none out there to match my historic knowledge. There's nobody out there that I know about can match my historic knowledge. And this is what I am trying to tell you. The guy with the more perfect knowledge is the one that wield the most power. And if they think, well, they have gun and bombs and this and the terror and stuff like that, that is not here at all in my sphere of thinking. We are going to get sodomite white people out of our territory, and there is no question about that, okay? The power that runs the world is not like what they have, that they must take and steal our Bronze Age material to fight war and kill our own people. That's what they get. I know from A to Z. And there is none of them stand up in front of me and deliver themselves for what they say they are, right? Or else Twitter would have responded to my tweet, you know, 3 years ago. They would have given their reason for saying I am violating their rule in the place where I live. You see? They think that you know, we must shut up and go one side and stuff like that. But no, for the first time you're getting a blast. You know, that's your fucking ass. That's why you come here. That's why you think that you must rule us, right? And seek to marry honest fucking people. Yeah, you mad and crazy. You come from ape, for real. You know, so now I'm telling you to get out, because we don't come from here. We don't. We certainly don't come from ape. And it means you don't belong to our jurisdiction. You don't belong to none of our jurisdiction. Go back to the cave where you come from. And that's all you are being told until the F5 tornadoes come and clear you out. This late date, you see, after they have destroyed us for so many years with unfold, they give us Bible and we now only know about trusting in Jesus, to attempt at this late date to return to ancestral identity and resources as basis for building the modern African nation would risk the collapse of many countries. How about that? At the same time, to disregard ethnic realities would be to build on loose sand, also a high-risk exercise. Is it possible to consolidate the framework of the modern while giving recognition and maximum utility to the component elements of ethnicities, cultures, and aspirations for self-determination? Well, it is possible if people will learn the truth and live by it, but you can't go out there and voting for these people in their democracy, government. We would have to separate ourselves from that. But all of our people down through the years, Marcus Garvey, and Martin Luther King, all of these people, Farrakhan, none of these people touch our history and the reason for our existence. None of them will touch that. So it's the reason why now we would see a lot of problem to return to who we really are. We shouldn't have no problem at all. You see, but the first thing to do is to cut ties with these faggot white people who come and endeavor to make us begin to fuck us. You know, that is something that we must see clearly and totally push them out of our territory. If we are not able to do that, they, of course they're gonna cock up their fucking ass and they are the greatest on the planet. It's not gonna work. It will not work because there is no destiny to make the earth a fucking ass planet. There is no such a thing. So therefore, see the possibility and blame ourselves for not thinking, not doing much to reinstate ourselves. We have not tried. We do not try. We are the most civilized people on the planet now. We go to church and love Jesus and, oh, we have contrite heart and we love Jesus and all this kind of stuff. You mean we can't see what is happening yet? The challenge of ethnicity in Africa. See, we're confused. These white people turn us idiots from the interbreeding 100,000 years. We don't have no more sense. Ethnicity is more than skin color or physical characteristics. That's right. But how do we, when are we going to treat it as such? More than language, song, and dance. It is the embodiment of values, institutions, and patterns of behavior are composite whole representing a people's historical experience, aspirations, and worldview. Yeah, and since when? What mash it up? What? Why? What scatter us? It's these sodomite people. You see, some of them interbreed with us. We don't have no sense because we get their what you call it, primate blood, rhesus blood. That's why African people don't have any sense and don't know themselves. They only know so much. You see, and only as much to allow sodomite white people to dominate us. But the time has come. It's not going to go that way anymore. Because where knowledge is, there is light, there is power, there is possibility, there is all the provision created once we have the knowledge and decide to be who we are, right? Who we were created to be. We have the sense to be that anytime. And now is the time for us to pay attention and then get activated into this thing. And so he says, and worldview, aspiration and worldview deprive a people of their ethnicity, their culture, and you deprive them of their sense of direction and purpose. Absolutely, absolutely. But we're taking too much time to assemble ourselves, you see, because it doesn't seem like we had any sense of assembling ourselves from a long time ago. Now, we need that sense to put to work. These were the units traditional African societies and even states functioned through an elaborate system based on the family. Sodomites, them never have no family until they met the African people. The lineage and clan, the tribe, ultimately a confederation of groups with ethnic, cultural, and linguistic characteristics in common. Where does it gone since the sodomites them come and interfere with our ancient people them, drag them off into Sippy and go interbreed them and get talking babies? And they come up now in their stead and decide that, oh, they're going to rule the world. That's not true. These were the units of social, economic, and political organizations and intercommunal relations. You see, the thing that is to keep us together, a lot of things come in the way and prevent us from pursuing the course to make us the kind of people we're supposed to be. We fight against ourselves now, we kill each other and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, something has to happen now to bring us back, those of us who are interested, to come back to the communal relations. All right, my friend, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And this is about what I have to say and hope that gradually we will learn and cause good things to happen to us. So you take care, and we will look forward to the next edition.